The justices made their decision in just 2 days. The referendum allows voters to decide whether the labor ordinance, named the Responsible Labor Act, or better known as AO37, should be repealed. Andy Holloman with the Anchorage Education Association says the ruling was no surprise.
Certainly, we didn't expect it to come back this quick, but I think that speaks to the legal simplicity of the case. This really is something that never should have gone to court. The city had to contrive a case here. The right of people to bring a referendum is pretty clear-cut.
Despite protests, the Anchorage Assembly passed the labor law last March. The ordinance takes away municipal workers' right to strike and restricts collective bargaining rights. It affects more than 2,000 city employees. The administration of Mayor Dan Sullivan has already negotiated a handful of union contracts under the law. Gerard Aslan is with the Anchorage Police Employees Union. He says the justices' decision allows labor supporters to begin focusing on the upcoming election.
It's pretty exciting that we can move on with what we've been trying to accomplish. At this point, we're preparing to have this on the April ballot, getting kind of things in place to be able to educate those who are going to show up in April to vote on this issue.
Whether the issue will be on the April ballot is still up for consideration. Municipal Attorney Dennis Wheeler says he's disappointed but not surprised by the ruling.
Well, I always understood that this was a difficult argument to prevail on. I thought it was a worthwhile one, and we needed that resolved so that next year and the year after, when we get more of these referendum and initiatives on labor issues, we have some guidance from the Supreme Court about how to handle them.
Wheeler says the court case cost the municipality around $70,000, and labor supporters estimate they've spent at least that much. At their next regular meeting on Tuesday, assembly members will be weighing whether to move April elections to November, which could delay a vote on the referendum. An opinion from the Supreme Court justices on the case is forthcoming. Another court case will decide whether Mayor Sullivan has the power to veto an ordinance that sets an election date for the referendum. In November, he vetoed a decision by the Anchorage Assembly to place the referendum on the April municipal election ballot. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.